on hire, or at least other things, and hadn't called up, as any mere mortal might have done, to check if this was a convenient moment. He had just decreed it done, and it was done. Bang. Devastation. And also the insurance problem from hell. The insurance companies involved had all claimed that this was, by any reasonable standards, an act of God. But Dirk had argued, which God? Britain was constitutionally a Christian monotheistic state, and therefore any act of God, defined in a legal document, must refer to the Anglican chap in the stained glass, and not to some polytheistic thug from Norway, and so on. Meanwhile, Dirk's house, not an especially grand place to start with, was propped up with scaffolding and tented with polythene, and Dirk had no idea when he was going to be able to get it repaired. If the insurance company failed to pay up, which seemed increasingly likely in light of the strategy which insurance companies had adopted in recent years, of merely advertising their services rather than actually providing them, Dirk was going to have to, well, he didn't quite know what. He had no money. None of his own, at least. He had some of the bank's money, but how much, he had no idea. Justin, intoned the little voice. There was no answering response. Dirk tipped his unopened bank statements onto the kitchen table and stared at them with loathing. It seemed to him for a moment that the envelopes were vibrating slightly, and even that the whole of space and time was beginning to revolve slowly around them and get sucked into their event horizon, but he was probably imagining it. Carl. Nothing. Carol. Kier. Nothing. Nothing. Dirk made some coffee, taking the long route round his kitchen, in order to avoid coming too close to his bank statements, now that he had put them down. Viewed in a certain light, the entire structure of his adult life could be seen as a means of avoiding opening his bank statements. Someone else's bank statements, now that was a different matter. He was rarely happier than when poring over someone else's bank statements. He always found them to be rich in colour and narrative drive, particularly if he'd had to steam them open. But the prospect of opening his own gave him the screaming heebie-jeebies. "Keith," said the voice, hopefully, nasally. Nothing. "Kelvin." No. Dirk poured his coffee as slowly as he could, for he realized that the time had finally come. He had to open the statements and learn the worst. He selected the largest knife he could find and advanced on them, threateningly. "Kendall." Silence. In the end, he did it almost nonchalantly, with a sadistic little flick-slit movement. He quite enjoyed it, in fact, and even felt fashionably vicious.